Our guest on Smith Sabatino is Patrick Arendall, a writer, a businessman, who has written a book called Stupid Party Math Versus Myth. You know, numbers is what Mr. Arendall looks at, and I think that's probably a correct statement. But in your research for your book, was there a specific incident that got you most upset that really verified the fact that you ought to be on this quest?
I guess, well, it still goes back to the 2004 election.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Swift vote is beating Kerry, who was a legitimate Vietnam War hero, and Bush, who, under questionable circumstances, managed to supposedly be at the Texas Guard. And I think the fact that people fell for that and still fall for that, I find very upsetting, and it's fact against fiction.
Where did you come up with the facts and figures for the statistical analysis that you put in the book?
When I was tweeting during 2012, I would often attach numbers and articles and stuff like that. And I felt I was seeing a pattern in those numbers. And the pattern was, especially when it comes down to trickle-down economics, that red states were performing consistently poorer than blue states. Poverty is worse. Every form of family values are worse. So-called Christian family values, I should say, not my values, are significantly worse in red states than they are in blue states. And yet we get preached to all the time by the red states. The 47% Moocher number is a very interesting number because it's so stupid on so many levels. First of all, it's probably not 47%. There probably is a number. It might be 3, 4, 5% of people who mooch. But the 47% is interesting that, you know, the mooching states, using their definition, are the red states. They're attacking their own disciples when they say 47% moochers.
Are they eating their own kind?
They're eating their own flesh. And what's also funny is that the 1% isn't safe from the oligarchs who are sort of beginning to take over. The people who are beginning to take over, you know, the billionaires over billionaires, and people with merely 4 or 5 million will be ripe for picking once everybody else has run out of resources.
Are there any positive signs that you see in the state of politics today in America and what you perceive to be what will happen in the next election?
The reason why I wrote this book was in time for this election, which I see as pivotal. I haven't actually had time to actually see the numbers from and average out the polls. But I do see after this election that we might be moving into better territory.
I have a very quick question. Numbers don't lie. And as I mentioned earlier in the other segment, numbers are, and I came into the numbers end of our business, okay, in the media business. They're black and white, that proverbial black and white. They either are or they aren't, and you may interpret them any way you want. How do you see numbers today in their interpretation? I'm trying to get at the interpretation of those numbers.
You mean of the election coming up?
That's correct.
Well, you know, you should ignore most individual polls. You either average the polls or you go to the two or three experts. The Princeton guy always gets it right, Sam Wang. I think his name is Sam Wang. Mm-hmm. You go to the other guy who's 538, I've forgotten, Nate Silver. Or you can go to Marcos at the COS website. He beat everybody on his poll analysis at the last election. He's always very objective in his analysis.
Well, we can carry on because the numbers are always fascinated me. I'm just fascinated by them.
Well, okay.
But we can't.
Oh, give me a website where people can go to find information about your book.
It's one word, stupidpartymathvmyth.com.
Let's repeat that again, please.
Stupidpartymathvmyth.com.
And the book, once again?
Stupid Party Math v. Myth, Unmasking the Destructive Forces Eroding American Democracy, because that's the ultimate problem here.
Well, democracy. It's an interesting perspective that you bring, Patrick, to where America stands today in its political arena.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm fascinated by that call. Sabatino with Roland Smith as we move along on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Networks.
Weekend. Think Green. Harrison with you. If you've been recently laid off, or even if not, you're going to love this new website. It's called goinggreenjobs.com, and it lists green jobs to connect with environmentally conscious job seekers. The site allows employers the ability to post their green jobs, otherwise known as environmentally focused positions, for full-time and part-time jobs by skill sets, including geographic location. Get this. According to the Pew Charitable Trusts, green jobs growth outpaced other job classifications by nearly 250% over the last decade. You can use goinggreenjobs.com to find green job fairs and events, green workplace news and information, as well as advice from everything from writing a green-focused resume to connecting with the right green opportunity. And you could post up to 5 different versions of your resume.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. One night, Jason attended a party at a friend's. Since he wasn't driving, Jason didn't worry about his alcohol consumption, but a neighbor called the police and Jason was cited for underage drinking. In court, Jason explained to the judge that he wasn't driving that night, but the judge suspended his driver's license for 6 months. Can he really suspend the license of someone who wasn't driving? The final verdict after this. ADT, the leader in home security, is now offering $850 of free security equipment. Call 877-875-2474. That's 877-875-2474. In many states, if you're under 21 and caught drinking at a party, it's not uncommon for your driver's license to be suspended, even if you weren't driving. And that's the final verdict.